producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Woo! We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I know you guys are dancing. Right? Are you guys dancing? Good. Keep it up. Keep it up. All right? I love dancing. Because I tell you what, they say dancing can lower risk of heart disease by almost 50%. Now, I brag a lot about what I could do. I could write poetry. I could sing. Me, 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 me. Okay? I could, make a mean Frosted Flake chicken. But the one thing I have never been able to do, ever, is dance. I can't dance. I just can't. I thought I looked cool in the 80s, you know, where you kick the one leg out and then you do the other leg out and then you kind of move your hands and you're like, you know, kind of clapping. You're like, ooh, yeah, go Billy Idol. But I just can't dance. And I wish I could because it looks like dancing is good for your health. All right. Researchers studied more than 48,000 people for more than a decade and probably laughed and giggled about how they were dancing. But this is the world's first study from two Sydney universities that have found that people over the age of 40, which I am so far away from, I mean, this is going to later, much later, apply to me, who take part in dancing almost halve their risk of dying from cardiovascular disease. I know these homonyms drive you crazy, right? Halve. You can't say halve. You're not supposed to say halve. Okay, so it's not like you have cardiovascular disease. It halves. So halves, you know, cuts it in half. I know, I tell you, these homonyms stink. So hard to do homonyms in radio. Researchers from Western Sydney University. And by the way, many of you think Australians can't dance. You got to check out Thunder Down Under. Oh, no, whoever says, no, trust me, Australians, they know how to dance. Don't even go there. Trust me. Just watch Thunder Down Under, okay? You'll be happy. Researchers from Western Sydney University and Sydney University studied more than 48 or 46,000. I can't read. I need my reading glasses, you know, being 29 and all. 48,000 people in Great Britain for a decade to find out how exercise affected their health. Now, this is published in the American Journal of Preventative Medicine, better known as AJPM. And the study is the first of its kind to track the impact of dance on mortality from heart disease. It found people who participated in dancing at a 46% lower risk of cardiovascular death over a decade. According to ABC, Associate Professor Daphna Merrim from Western Sydney University. You got the Western Sydney, and then you got just the regular Sydney University. I don't understand that, okay? Can I just take a break here for a sec? Okay. We do that with our states. We have West Virginia and Virginia. Well, why isn't there West Virginia and East Virginia? See, when you do that, it almost makes it look like Virginia is more important. You see, North Carolina and South Carolina, they did it right. You got the North Carolina and you got the South Carolina. But it doesn't make any sense to do a West Virginia but not an East Virginia. Because when you say this is Virginia, but this is West Virginia, it just makes it look like West Virginia comes second. Well, same thing. You got the big guys called Sydney University, then you got Western Sydney University. You know, either give them their own gosh darn name or split it in halvesies. There's the word half again. Have. Halves it. Anyway, let's go back to dancing. So dancing mimics the high intensity training interval, but it's disguised. It's exercise in disguise. I've told you guys that many times. When you want to exercise, okay, but you don't like to exercise, put on some music and dance. Groove. Stretch your stuff. I do that. When nobody's looking, I put the music on and I dance. Now, in a room with nobody but the cats, and the dog half asleep, I'm a good dancer. Problem is, once somebody comes in the room, I stop. But if you're going to be alone in the house, you don't have to be in your underwear. But you know that, whether it's Madonna, whether it's Def Leppard, whether it's Justin Bieber, I don't care. But dancing, I mean, remember how sweaty we used to get out on the dance floor? You know, it just, you know, you dance. It's fun. It's great. And it's like a hidden decoy type of thing. Senior author, Associate Professor Emmanuel Stramaticus from the University of Sydney is the main one. Charles Perkins Center and School of Public Health said the social nature of dancing also played an important role. They say do not underestimate the playful social interaction aspects of dancing, which when coupled with more intense movement can be a powerful stress relief and heart health promoting pastime. So they looked at Great Britain residents between 1994 and 2008. I don't know if they danced to the Beatles. They got, what do they have over there in Great Britain? They got the Spice Girls? No, they're not around anymore. I'm sure they danced to R music, but they must have a lot of British. Oh, they got Adele. They were probably dancing to Adele. Yeah? Skyfall. Well, you know what? Slow dancing works too. Okay, so I like it. And here's the other thing. You know, people will say, Dahlia, come on and dance. I'm like, oh, I can't dance. And then they grab you. Usually, I would be sitting there just eating the hot wings and the nachos. But because they take me and they grab my butt to go and dance, I'm out there. So that's pretty good. So I would say, people, really consider it. All right. And don't have the opportunity. Okay, sorry. I don't know what to do with it. Okay. I had to just put that in one more time. Okay, some of you guys get the munchies. And it's not because you're smoking pot. It's because you are sleep deprived. They say lack of sleep can make you as hungry as smoking a joint. And the best thing to do to stop cravings for junk food is sleep. Many of us have very stinky shoes. Well, there's a new gadget that can actually kill the bacteria that cause our shoes to stink. E-cigs may be causing infertility. And we have another study talking about the pollutants in the e-cigs and what we're putting in the body. And then my hometown, Las Vegas, again making headlines as Fox News reports that the Las Vegas outbreak of syphilis makes Nevada's syphilis rate the highest in the West. Okay? West America and East America. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to do about this. I don't like making headlines for syphilis, but we'll talk more about it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly Show, quit being so mean to me. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. But please give a big thanks to Justin, who was working the dials, and Genesis Communications Network, who makes this show happen despite multiple calls from you guys to take me off the air. Okay? Yeah, they're, you know what? They believe in me. You know, now it's not that they're not listening to you. It's that they think that one day I'm gonna just get it. And I'm gonna actually do a good show. And you wanna know what? Those are the types of people that make stars, okay? You know, everybody else thinks you stink, and there's somebody going, I don't know, okay? I think maybe she'll get struck by lightning. You know, something is going to happen, but I see it, even though she doesn't and nobody else does. So thank you, Genesis Communications Network. And thank you, Justin, for being there for me. We really appreciate it. Tom was a good boy, so he didn't have to work my show today. See, Justin, I think, got busted. You know, whoever gets in trouble at GCN has to work my show. So I don't know what Justin did to put him in the doghouse, but he go easy on him. All right. The punishment isn't going to be for too long today. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. I don't want to work with Dahlia. Please don't make me do it. What's wrong with me? Study has shown, it came out yesterday, that Zika was linked to temporary paralysis. This was a new study of patients who found that when they did get Zika, this was back in Tahiti a couple years ago, they developed a rare condition that ended up causing paralysis called Guillain-Barré. Now, the World Health Organization has declared this as an epidemic, okay, and a global emergency. This was done several weeks ago. And they were concerned about the birth defects and Guillain-Barré. And before reaching South America last year, the mosquito-spread Zika virus had triggered outbreaks in the South Pacific on Yap Island in Micronesia and in French Polynesia, including its largest island, Tahiti. I've never been to Tahiti, so I apologize for stumbling on that. You know, I could easily say Mexico, and I could easily say Los Angeles or Disneyland. But when it's a place I've never visited, it's kind of difficult, okay? So, Tahiti and French Polynesia. Okay, so, researchers in Tahiti, France, and elsewhere went back and analyzed blood samples from all 42 adults diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome from 2013 to 2014 outbreak, and nearly everyone showed signs of the previous Zika infection. So you see how this study went? There's a couple ways to study this, okay? If we want to find a link to a neurological problem or manifestation of this, you could look at a person who has Zika, stare at them, watch them, and see if they develop it. Or another thing you could do is you could look at anybody who was diagnosed with the neurological condition, or these babies with microcephaly years ago, and go, let's see if they show antibodies to an older infection of Zika. And it appears they have the blood test to do that. So that's what they did. When they did the blood test to go, okay, well, he had Guillain-Barré, or she did. Then they went and they did the blood work, and they saw that it looks like they were at some point exposed to Zika. That's how they could then conclude it. So it's kind of a retrospective going back. So it's a very, very interesting way to study. Again, not 100%. Some people would prefer that you take a person and you watch them and you watch them and you watch them, like a cohort study or longitudinal study. But the problem with that is we don't have the time. Okay, we need to know now. So we got to go back, do a cross-sectional analysis of people that had something in the past, and then see if they were exposed. So these people that showed positive for previous Zika infection were compared to patients who did not have the condition and did not have any Zika symptoms, but were treated at the same hospital for other illnesses. Tests showed only half of that group of 98 had apparently been infected with the normally mild virus. So this research was published yesterday in the journal Lancet. And what they conclude is the evidence that links Zika virus to Guillain-Barré is now substantially more compelling. I'm compelled. I'm pretty compelled by this. Dr. Peter Barlow, an infectious disease expert at Edinburgh Napier University. He was not a part of the study, but he got to pipe in. He noted in a statement that more research was needed before research reaching the same conclusion about the outbreak in the Americas, because there could also be local factors playing roles. Like, for example, very rarely you could get Guillain-Barré from a flu shot. So they would need to go, okay, did anybody get a flu shot? And did the Guillain-Barré possibly be a manifestation from that? It's rare, but there's, you know, anything is possible. So Guillain-Barré, usually, though, you will see after a viral or bacterial infection where the body's immune system goes, wait a second, I'm just going to attack the nervous system instead or in addition. And all of a sudden your nerves get attacked by this. Okay, it should be temporary, but many of you have long-lasting effects from it. One of our very good friends who said he got Guillain-Barré from a flu shot, and I'm pro-flu shot, okay? I've never seen any case personally of this, except for him, still has neurological manifestations from that. Zika, remember, is mostly spread by mosquito bites, and it causes, you know, mild fever, muscle pain, and a rash. In the Tahiti and Yap outbreaks, 80% of people infected didn't report any illness. Because it was like, oh, I just got a viral thing. You know, I'm not going to go run and, you know, call mommy. I'm going to just deal with it. Now we are asking all of you, if you do have any sort of viral symptoms where you get a rash or your eyes are red or you feel achy, all right, let us try to assess it because we would like to know if it's in our neck of the woods and would like to kind of get a better idea of how many cases are here. We've spoken about this at great lengths, but of course I need to review it because some of you are new to the show. When it comes to something like this where, okay, well, you're only going to get it if you get bit by a mosquito, all right, and maybe sexually transmitted. Remember, we don't want a bunch of people running around with this in the blood. And then if mosquitoes do come our way, then it starts to transmit it to people. And it seems like the most affected are the ones who are pregnant because they could have a baby born with microcephaly, the small head that can unfortunately cause neurological symptoms. But now that we have the risk of Guillain-Barré, you don't need any extra viruses or bacteria floating around your body. And if this is very new to you, your body may decide to fight it in unconventional ways. One such way can cause Guillain-Barré. So, they say the study also considered whether Guillain-Barré was a result of people being infected with both Zika and another tropical disease like dengue. And they compared them with people who had Zika but no neurological symptoms. They found no hint that having dengue fever upped the risk. Based on their findings, the scientists estimated that of 100,000 people with Zika, about 24 would develop Guillain-Barré syndrome in Europe and North America. The average rate of the syndrome after infections like flu and dengue is about 1 to 2 per 100,000. So Guillain-Barré is very rare. But when you look at the thousands upon thousands of people who could get it, then unfortunately that number obviously goes up. So let me see here. Okay. Many times the Zika virus will be gone by the time you start to develop your neurological complications. Remember, when the immune system kicks in, it takes a while. So your immune system will kick in and probably anywhere from part of your immune system will kick in right away. But then you have latent responses and you have other aspects to your immune system that may come up weeks or even months later. When that happens, there could be either the Guillain-Barré then, or you could have immediate sort of neurological deficits. Like, for example, we have the IgM antibodies and the IgG antibodies. IgM antibodies will rise immediately within the first 30 days of infection, and then your IgG antibodies will rise after that. Your immune system is always working. So your immune system will, you know, always, for example, keep those cells up. For example, if you had gotten chickenpox, okay, you will have antibodies in your body for life. Your body will continue to make antibodies, which are cells that fight disease, because the body's really smart. The human body is brilliant. You get a disease, and you get an infection, you get something, and the body has to learn to fight that. So the first time you get it, the body's like, what the heck is this? So it needs to move fast. So it moves pretty quickly, and it tries to come up with antibodies right away. Then the body's like, well, wait a second. Okay, we're going to learn from this. This isn't happening again on our watch. Let's have troops ready and on standby. So then what ends up happening is you make these antibodies. You have these white cells that circulate and hunt for it for the rest of your life, so that it can be prepared if you get another attack. 1-877-DR-ALLIE. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I don't really talk about my kids that much on the show because they don't want me to talk about them. But I kind of felt guilty yesterday because I ripped one of them a new one because he got in trouble for not doing his homework. I got two kids. One, spit an image of me. Does his homework. Enjoys doing, well, he used to enjoy doing homework. Very diligent about it. will not go to bed until his homework is done. Just, an overachiever, not happy unless he gets an A. Okay, that's how I was. Okay? Love him to death. All right, but I also love my other son. My other son, I like daddy. Okay? You know? I want to play outside. I want to play. I want to do other stuff. Very smart. Smarter than I ever was, both of them. But homework isn't as much of a priority. So we get a little naughty note, and apparently he has some makeup to do. So I ripped him a new one. And I am like, I don't understand that, okay? I was a straight-A student. No son of mine. I mean, I was mad, okay? So in the throes of being mad, okay? You know, you heard the throes of passion, okay? In the throes of being mad, I go, how the heck could any son of mine, with my grades and my overachieving, okay, be missing homework assignments or be not getting the grades? How does this happen? I mean, even if you didn't want my genes, even if you were 1/1000th Dahlia and you were a distant relative, it is in your blood to overachieve. I don't know how the heck this is happening. And, you know, he looked at me going, not a big deal, Mom. I just make up the homework. It's not a big deal. And he's right. It's not a big deal. He's going to make up the homework. But I'm like, I don't understand. You're related to me. Well, we're about to move into SAT territory. Okay? Now, when I went to school, I went to 12 different schools. My folks moved around a lot. So I went to 4 high schools. One high school of which, of the 4 that I went to, was Chaparral High in Scottsdale, Arizona. And Chaparral High, known for being the High Chaparral back in the 1980s. Okay, Newsweek did an article on us. Very, very proud of that. But what I was really, really proud of with Chaparral High was, you know, students every year were going off to MIT, going off to Harvard, going off to, and it's not because of wealth. They were going off to these big Ivy League schools because of their grades and because of their SAT scores. And I remember in English, they just, you know, beat those vocab words into you. And so I did fairly, fairly well on my SAT. And so I've been very, very excited about my son about to, you know, take his SAT, getting ready for that. I just love it. Oh, I love SAT prep. I don't know about you guys, but okay, this is who I am. I will walk into a bookstore. I don't like bookstores, but I will get more and more excited as I go to the test prep section. There is something about the aisle of workbooks and test preps that really excite me. I just want to open it up and break out a number 2 sharpened pencil and just start doing it. I just love workbooks and stuff. So, you know, my younger son, oh, I want to read a book and I want to go get a book and not spit an image of me. You know, I want to go and find, I go to read. Yeah. So he likes to read. I like to write and do. So I take my older son to the SAT prep. I'm like, ooh, this is good. Ooh, this is a thick one. Oh my gosh, look at the pages. They're so crisp. And my son's looking at me like, what? Why, huh? So we're probably going to eventually just put him into like a Kaplan or Khan Academy or something. But I was watching the news today on Fox 5, and they were talking about major changes to the SAT that you're going to start to see this week and how there is free SAT prep. So let me quickly talk to you about that, okay? The new SAT changes debuts March 5th, and this is the first makeover in more than a decade. Okay, I had no idea they changed it until somebody said they got like a 2000, and I'm like, wait a second, that's impossible. 1600 is the highest. Well, 1600 was the highest when I took it in the 80s. And I got a 1350 my first try. I had my period that day, so I retook it, and I got a 1450 the second time. I got near perfect on my math. I am so smart. Okay, but then it all went downhill after that. So the reason why I keep bringing up my SAT scores is because that's really my highlight. I mean, that was when I was, you know, most valuable player. That's kind of where I just kind of live in the past. Anyway, they say the revised test should be more transparent than the old one, is closely aligned to what students need to learn in school. And there are no tricks, no mystery around the test. They want students to sit down for the SAT and know that this is exactly what they've been working on in class. So seven major changes that are going to affect a lot of the students are, one is essay optional. Now, I could not stand writing an essay. I like to speak essays. I don't like to write it. So the essay question added to the test in 2005, no longer required. Students who are strong writers and think an essay will show off their skills can still complete it. But those who are much better in math can breathe a sigh of relief, according to NJ.com, NewJersey.com. Yeah, I would skip the essay and say, give me more math, give me more math. The College Board decided the essay was expendable after surveying colleges. Some colleges and universities were using it for placement, but others didn't consider students' SAT writing score. Here's the thing, though, I got to tell you. I understand why they brought in the essay. You learn a lot about somebody. I'll interview a staff member, and they have an amazing personality. They seem to be very, very competent, okay? And then once they start to write in the person's chart, you see the lack of education, unfortunately. You know, the lack of spelling, the lack of sentence structure, the lack of, and so it does tell a lot of how much they were taught and what you need to do to train them. Okay, what you need to do. And so I would recommend still colleges take a look at a small piece of everybody's writing. I mean, I was a math whiz, but my grammar is poop. Okay. Guessing without penalty. Test takers were previously penalized for wrong answers. So students were coached to answer questions only if they were 100% sure if they were correct. That's horrible. I would say guess. Now, wrong answers will no longer count for negative points. The College Board hopes the change will eliminate test stress and allow students to focus on answering as thoroughly as possible. Remember abacabba? You would do abacabba, 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 duh. Abacabba, 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 duh. And most of the answers would fall under abacabba D, right? You remember doing that? No? Okay. No more obscure vocabulary words. You're not going to get assiduous or querulous. Okay, you know how we used to study with flashcards? Now what they're going to do is use relevant vocabulary words. So like a word like relevant, a word like impetus, a word like amplify. Those words would probably be on there. Fewer questions. The old test had 171 questions. The new one has 154. 155 if students take the essay. The SAT was streamlined to eliminate sections that college did not consider predictive of a student's future success. Math without a calculator. Are you kidding me? People used to bring calculators? I did not get a calculator. Okay, there's a calculator section and a non-calculator section. That's ridiculous. Did they get to use a calculator? A focus on the real world. The new test will now have more questions grounded in real world context. So the math section will emphasize, there'll probably be word problems, charts and graphs. There's going to be a reading section that'll include the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, or speeches from Martin Luther King Jr. or Abraham Lincoln. I agree with that. And then the return of the 1600 score. So now when everybody goes, Dr. Dahlia, what was your SAT score? And I say 1450, it doesn't sound low anymore. I am absolutely excited. So where can you get free SAT prep? One of the first sites I recommend is go to Khan Academy. Apparently, they do a practice test. And there's, I believe, another website. I'm going to have to look up. There's supposed to be tons of websites for you. There's practice tests and tips. So you don't have to spend a couple thousand all the time to get, you know, the prep courses. So check it out. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So e-cigs could possibly cause infertility. Electronic cigarettes that many of you are using in lieu of regular cigarettes. And mind you, power to you for trying. Okay, I'm not going to fault you for trying to quit smoking. But please don't think these things are safer or a very healthy alternative to just quitting smoking completely. There's a study out of Hong Kong that found that e-cigarettes are more dangerous than first thought, having 1 million times more harmful substances than polluted air. I will repeat that. 1 million times more harmful substances than polluted air. Scientists have discovered for the first time that some of these toxins are linked to fertility problems, fetal development issues, and thyroid disruption. Researchers at Baptist University in Hong Kong has prompted health officials to call for an immediate and total ban on all e-cigs. This is some serious stuff. They say most e-cigs that are for sale do not provide information on the components. They commissioned a laboratory test. They commissioned a laboratory test by university researchers. I'm reading this. I apologize. Yeah, I grammar's not up to par. Sorry. Anyway, they say researchers at Baptist University analyzed 13 different types of the device, which have seen a surge, obviously, in popularity. And these tests confirm the presence of harmful chemicals, including formaldehyde and polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, the PAHs. Both formaldehyde and PAHs are known carcinogens and are known to be hazardous to your health. You just wonder how these things could have gotten out on the market so quickly. And that, you know, that I wonder if that's what these companies do. They're like, well, people won't care. Okay, let's just get it out on the market. And then we'll just deal with, you know, the demand to take it off the market, but let's make whatever money we can. I never thought these things were healthy. If you have been using them to try to get off smoking and you only use them for a small period of time, I wouldn't panic, okay? You're done, you know, it's over with, you're off. But if you're using them long term and have now substituted e-cigs for your smoking habit, I don't think that's safe. I would say stop it. Stop it now. They say Dr. Chung Shan Shan, assistant professor of the Department of Biology, said not only were carcinogens found, but flame retardants, polybrominated diphenyl ethers used in electronic products. These PBDEs are flame retardants. What the heck are they doing in e-cigs? Well, probably because they don't want it to go on fire or explode or whatever. They think that maybe these PBDEs, I'll say it again because I said it so fluently, polybrominated diphenyl ethers, or ethers, are added to reduce a rate of combustion by the combustible component in E6. They say inhalation of this has been associated with thyroid hormone disruption, reduction of fertility, and affecting fetal development, as well as can cause cancer. And it's 1 million times worse than roadside air in Hong Kong, what they say. So, I don't know how we should approach this in America. Putting something on a device saying this is bad for your health is a good start. Okay. Educating the public. But it's not going to come quick. And my fear is you're going to have more and more people using these or addicted to them or just not caring. People will say, you know what? Smoking is worse for my health. So leave me alone and let me do what I need to do to quit smoking. You know, there was a lady, I had a patient who smoked, and I said, look, you got to get off of it. And she said, but I don't want to gain weight. And this is a newer patient that I've had because this comes up all the time. And she goes, which is worse for my health, obesity or smoking half a pack of cigarettes a day? And I go, the obesity you could reverse, the damage from smoking you might not be able to. So have you reversed your obesity? No, I'm still working on it. Maybe I should have a drag of that. But, I don't know. You know, once the public starts to like something, it gets hard to take it away. All right. We'll keep you guys posted on that as we get them. Okay. Now, some of you are like, you know what? I'm just moving to marijuana. Nobody's talking about marijuana causing cancer, so I'm good with that. No, you're not good with that. All right? Marijuana, as we know, can cause munchies, okay? But in this new paper, published in the journal Sleep on Monday and partially funded by the Department of Defense, says sleep deprivation can trigger powerful changes on how you eat that are very similar to the marijuana munchies. Researcher Aaron Hamlin from the University of Chicago described the effect as enhancing the guilty pleasures of sweet, salty, high fat, and other potentially bad for you foods, hence junk food. Now, the study was small. They only looked at 14 healthy men and women in their 20s, but very controlled study. All the participants came in for two 4-day visits, during which their sleep and food intake were closely monitored. During the first visit, I apologize, I got the sniffles. The participants spent 8.5 hours in bed each night, resulting in an average of 7.5 hours of sleep. Oh my gosh, I would pay to be in that study. Can you imagine getting to be in bed for that long? You know how nice that would be? Oh gosh. Whew. During the second, they were restricted to 4.5 hours in bed and got an average of 4.2 hours of sleep. At each visit, they were given identical meals at 9 a.m., 2 p.m., and 7 p.m. While testing various aspects of their blood during the study, the scientists found an intriguing change. Limiting sleep appeared to amplify and change a daily rhythm of a chemical known as endocannabinoid to arachidonylglycerol. Okay, hold on. I got to be able to say that. I took organic chemistry. Arachidon oil glycerol, or 2-AG. That's part of the body's endocannabinoid system, which is believed to impact appetite as well as motor learning, pain, and some cognitive functions, and is the same one targeted by the active ingredient in marijuana, hence cannabinoid. So, the study subjects reported feeling hungrier when they had less sleep. They had a stronger desire to eat and thought they would eat more. When the volunteers got a healthy normal amount of sleep, the blood levels of the signal tended to be low overnight, slowly rising during the day and peak around 12:30 p.m. But when they were sleep deprived in the second part of the study, their levels of 2-AG rose higher, peaking around 2:30 p.m. and remained elevated through the evening. You know, When I was in medical school, I thought that me and everybody would lose weight even more. I was fairly slim in medical school, but not as slim as I would have wanted to be because I ran and I exercised. So we're starting to, you know, on call and have 36-hour shifts. This is when we used to do 36-hour shifts. So I'm like, well, wow, if I'm not getting sleep and I'm going to be up, I'm going to be burning more energy. So, and I rarely have time to eat, so I'm going to lose weight. Most of us gained weight, and we couldn't understand it. Okay, we were like, well, maybe it's because we had a little midnight snack. You know, but I looked at the calorie component. I'm like, guys, we're not really eating that much. I mean, the cafeteria hardly has anything to eat. I sincerely doubt it's a caloric thing. So I figured my body went into hibernation mode. I figured my body was like, wait a second, what the heck is going on? Looks like we need to store up energy so don't burn anything. And I used to work out. I used to, you know, still exercise while on call. We gained weight. So that's what happens when you're sleep deprived. You either go into a slower metabolism mode or you seem to get more hungry and you seem to eat the wrong types of food. So it's just kind of a very, it's a little ironic. All right. So what should you do? Well, if you're trying to lose weight, make sure you're getting good sleep. You know, we all need good sleep. And don't think just because you're sleeping, you're, packing on the pounds. Really quickly, the Vegas outbreak of syphilis has made Nevada's rate the highest in the West. We've talked about syphilis and the various stages and the bacteria that causes it, but health officials think it's a national spike in the media and social media. Many of you guys are having anonymous sex. Stop that. Use condoms and be careful. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.